God damn, y'all could have
Blog Talk Radio.
I can't no vine, showing pops of rhyme, I can't no vine, showing pops of
grind. I'ma come through and show my what kind. I get no time, showing pops the rhyme. I'ma come through and show my
R.I.P. R.I.P. to Robert Davis, he the king of the South. Anything else said, need to shut your fucking mind. I'm down with Lil Skip, and I'm down with T.I.P. If them niggas come together, know how much paper we can see. Them Thug and Zero, y'all still bullshit. Need to sit down, take a chew, too much money to be getting. Paul Wall and that Cooper still ain't talking. Money speak, all that bullshit keep walking. Y'all niggas got the game fucked up. All you record coming people need to shut the fuck up. Cause y'all keeping up that bullshit rapping. Them white people laughing at us, that's what's happening. They saying stupid ass niggas still ain't figured it out. Long as they stay divided, man, we gon' run the side. Y'all need to get up off the dumb shit. I got a bread truck, get up off that crumb shit.
Trunk shaking like tambourine. In the eighth where the paint sweet as tangerine. Where they bouncing on foes like trampoline. It's the great state of Texas, so I can't believe all the conflict and plicks that we carrying. It's time to get rid of the beef like vegetarians. I'm about stacking bank every day, so I pay attention to the vets, and I ain't talking about a Chevrolet. Key Key the Don, Pimp C a King, Lil J the owner of the squad, Ace Time, we the team. It ain't no iron that you trying that you be fatigued. But if we man up and press, we can lead the league. We some all-stars, the roster is sick, man. I ain't gotta start, P.O.P. will be the sixth man. Rapper like the Southern Empire, but the assist man. 3, 2, 1, twist and...
Speakers and them show lights holding. Hops around, niggas get your shit tight. Let me tell you the meaning of coming through. When the seesaw cream and the candy's dark blue. Approaching dying time, knocking doors down. 10, 11 slabs in a single file line. Closing, swerving, the rims is glistening. They gotta see the wood cause the top is missing. I sleep on dreams cause it's paper I'm chasing. My roots come from Texas, this pimpulation. The bar is tasting, the bins is spacing. I gotta show my clients so these haters can face me. Riding up the boulevard, crushing the sidewalk. Showing my surround while I'm knocking the doors off.
Told my nigga, look, It's the same shit, a different day. Told my niggas we gon' be surviving, we gon' be okay. Real niggas see me, they salute. They know that I'm the truth, I represent up in the booth. You play, then we come after you. I'm number one, I'm number two. I told you we gon' do it. I'ma come through in that Lambo, no more of them damn Buicks. I'ma come through in that fancy car, and I'ma get a new mansion. I'ma get a Rory new paddock, cause I've been a savage. Word to my daddy, I see you on the other side, my mother's side. Gotta face all the fucking guidelines. I ain't never switch up, and I ain't never bitch up. I tell my nigga pass the Glock, I swear that he gon' pitch some. These niggas, they be hoes, I see it. And I can see through pussy, niggas, they be hoes and shit. We lurking in they bushes, me, my niggas know this shit. We know we on the rise, we know we rolling like some brand new ties. I ain't seen my granny eyes in a long time. She in paradise, but I'm fine, I know I'ma be alright. I be fighting all these demons trying to sleep. Sometime I can't eat when I be rolling off a bean. I may pop me a perky or a 30 like a Steph Curry jersey. These niggas, they be hoes and shit, my niggas splurging. Anything for the money, we on the money hunt. We love luggage, big bags. You ain't with us, then fuck it. And we ain't never had shit, we came from the hood. Only thing we saw was gripping on the wood. And I ain't talking splitters in my hand, boy. I'ma get them bands, boy. I'ma get them back, boy. Call my niggas up. We gon' have a celebration. All I ever wanted was to tell my made it. Me and my niggas trapping back in the basement. I remember back then they used to treat me baby. But now I gotta have it. I'ma come to win that caddy. I be ballin' like in Dallas. I be feelin' like a magic. And you know what's up with the gang. And you know they on my side. They gon' bust a nigga head and do that time. I got niggas in the county and they drownin'. And I really want them out. And on your head gon' be a bounty. If you chasing that clout, we gon' chase a mouse. We gon' chase his ass out. And them niggas ain't believe me, but I told them I could route. Even though back then me and my niggas live without. So I'm still good now. Aimin' at your fro now. We don't give a fuck, that's the only time we shootin' up at the earth. I told them boys to come in. Help. But them niggas, they ain't curt. My Glock still in my underwear. You can catch me everywhere. I'm by myself. I don't need nobody guard my help. Only ride solo. I'm trusting my polo. If she get up on the dick, it go up and down like pogo. And I told my niggas that I got you. He said, yeah, I know you won't let me down. You won't let me drown. Shorty wanna be my bestie now. Fuck all my exes now. I got 1, 2, 3, 5 M's in my bank account. And I'm steady flexing. Came in a party with a Glock in the Smith & Wesson. Guess I got twins on me. Yeah, them some siblings. Nigga better not play no games, cause he gon' be remembering. Send him to the graveyard. Niggas, they be bitches, got my gold yards. But no purse, on the late night alert. We just trying to get a nigga to put him on a shirt. Put him in a funeral home, his family looking hurt.
That's it.
I'm a ball anyway, way, 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 way. I'm a ball.
2017. West Park Productions.
Let's go.
It's your boy.
I'm back in the trap. Took it on you. Posted on the block. Strap whipping. I'm back in the trap. Took it on you. Posted on the block. You be a winner. I'm back in the trap. Took it on you. Posted on the block. Strap whipping. I'm back in the trap. Took it on you. Posted on the block. You be a winner. I'm back in the trap. Took it on you. Posted on the block. Strap whipping. Heavyweight contender. So stay in your lane. Don't walk with these bosses. They hating in the game. Shell in the fan. Farmers upstate. Roll up the rock. Some stone weight. WPG. Hit it on the mat. Kinda do number. Keep it coming in set. Look me in my eyes. Tell me what you see. A thirsty gangster from New Helltown Street. Anything move. Answer to the bar. You think this a game? This how broke your jaw. Get back in the trap. Took it on you. Posted on the block. Strap whippin'. I'm back in the trap. Took it on you. Posted on the block. So you be a winner. I'm back in the trap. Took it on you. Posted on the block. Strap whippin'. I'm back in the trap. Took it on you. Posted on the block. You feel winning. This your juggin' in a trap. Making move, checking trap. 2017 strong. Game tight, grind low. At the crib, blowing crook. This is bad body crush. I'm the legend in these streets. Everybody know me. I done had my ups and downs, but I still wear a crown. Too much talking on the phone. Call this drink conspiracy. Sit you down for a while. A lot of rats up in these streets. Helltown talk, man. E-Town bless me. We don't do getting in the trail. Making move, take a trail. 2017 strong. Game tight, grind low. At the grill, blowing crush. Disrespect, body crush. I'm the legend in the streets. Everybody know
I'm
me.
I'm back in the trail.
Took it on you. Posted on the block. Strap whipping. I'm back in the trail. Took it on you. Posted on the block. You be a winner. I'm back in the trap. Took it on you. Posted on the block. Strap whipping. I'm back in the trap. Took it on you. Posted on the block. You be a winner.
Now, ooh boy, don't play around.
I'll serve you.
I'll
be your chef tonight. I'll give you what you like. I'll give you what you like. Turn up the heat, boy. I'll give you what you need, boy. Ain't it so sweet, boy? Fix it like a me, boy. Tonight I'm gonna take you out.
You were sex. All of my crew and But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dill Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Oh, yeah, True West Trends. Yes, your man, DJ Hev Love. And it's going down in a major way tonight. We got King Scratch, Foxy, and Mr. Everywhere in the building. What's going on, my people?
Yo, yo. What's your business here? What's your business here?
What's happening?
Glad
to have you in the house tonight. We thought you forgot about us.
Nah, you know I love y'all, man. I gotta get my financials together. So I just been on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I've been on.
Y'all trying to get a dollar to the match. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get my financials together, and I'm good. How y'all doing?
Doing pretty good.
It's just fucking baking out here, bro. I keep smelling meat. I keep smelling meat, and it's meat burning.
Hmm.
Like, damn, nigga, I smell bacon. There ain't no bacon nowhere around. I'm like, that must be meat. Yeah, it's been like 115. Today is like 109. It's hotter than Satan's
toenails out there right now.
I cannot stand this shit. I can't wait till it
gets cold. It's hotter than a hooker in church. With a bottle of Fireball in between the legs.
Right. And that ain't gonna pull the rope. That ain't gonna cool her up. This is ridiculous, bro.
Yeah.
You know, it's 109 outside, and it's like 90 in the damn studio.
Ooh-wee.
So I don't like this. I can't stand the summer. Like, if I was like down in LA, it'd probably be cool because the motherfucker be bitching about like 85 and 90 degrees. Oh, it's hot. Like, go to my house. And hit that 105 and 110 and all that shit. Yeah, but it's like 109. This shit is unbelievable, bro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But other than that, everything is going pretty good, man. It's like,
that's what's good.
We're trying to get these tour dates together for September. I think we leave on the 28th of September, so
okay. We'll
be somewhere near you. I ain't performing unless they want me to. You know, but...
So you ain't taking a turntable?
Oh, I'm taking a turntable. You better believe that.
No, we got to get some stereo on.
If nothing else, the turntable is coming.
What turntable do you got? What are you taking, the digital turntable? Or are you taking your turntable and putting the digital encoders on there?
I don't know. Because, see, you know, I got 1200s. You see, the 1200s, they just heavy as shit. So
okay,
I got the 1200s.
You got the encoders that go on there. You know, you can get that Serato with the encoder record. And it's got the little deal that hooks onto the side of the 1200.
I got that. You know, but see, my whole thing is, if they got turntables there, I just take my own needles. So I take my own needles because I know my needles, they don't, you know what I'm saying? I got $300 needles, so I take my needles if somebody else got turntables. So I put my own needles on there, but then I got, I got CBJs, and then I got... The other, it's like a built-in, like, type of deal with the mixer and the turntables built-in, and I just hook my laptop up, so.
Yeah, I got them 1210s out there in the shed, but I probably got to get needles. They should be in there, but them bands are 30 years old now. I left here in 94. Not 94. I left here in 90s, since 97. So, shit, they damn near 30 years old now.
1200?
I got the Technique 1210s, the bigger dogs. No, 1210s came after the 1200.
Well, I'm coming out there to get them motherfuckers in. Go to shit.
Me and my mom was stepping over all them boxes trying to find my records. Somebody stole all my records when they helped her move back in the day. And I stole all the records. I ain't got but about 40 records now. And then my turntable's still there. They still got the case on there and everything sitting out there in boxes out there in the shed, man.
They got, what, they in anvil cases?
No, it's got the plastic, it's got the, what's it called, the base, and then it's got the plastic case that came with it, you know, the plastic lid.
I'm coming to get them. If they gonna be sitting in the shed, goddammit, they gonna get you.
I told you in here, I got my Gemini mixer, it's got the 24-second sampler on there, it's got the three... 3-4 seconds and then the 1/12 second sampler bank. All that's still out there, man. I left here and left all that stuff because I loaded my car up and put everything
I'm
in it.
I ain't leaving. I ain't going to leave until the 28th. So let me see.
My mama said, them turntables still out there. I went out there and seen them in the box. I was looking for my records. I wasn't worried about my... I had the March on Washington, Red Fox album, Live from Sunset Strip, Here and Now. I had all of them on albums, man. The March on Washington, Martin Luther King, man, that record, I had that. And all of them summers were damn near mint condition. Red Fox, the Red album, I had all that. You can't get there nowhere.
We're going to Alabama A&M. That's going to be on the 28th. We're going to Morgan State. Then we go on St. Augustine. That's in Raleigh, North Carolina. Then we're going to Alabama State. And Bethune Cook College.
Yeah,
that's
down there in Orlando.
Daytona Beach.
Yeah, that's down there in Orlando and Daytona.
That's close to you?
About 6 hours.
God damn. Then we're going to Fort Valley. That's in Georgia.
Virginia.
Yeah, Virginia. Then we're going to... South Carolina State. Then we go on to Florida Memorial University.
That's in, I think, Miami, Florida Memorial.
Yeah, it's in Miami Gardens, Florida.
Yeah.
Then we go on Tallahassee, Florida A&M.
Yeah, that's 3 hours. You got to let us know what date, man. 86, only 3 hours from Tallahassee.
That's October 25th.
Okay, I put in my calendar. We only 3 hours.
Then we going to Prairie A&M, Prairie View A&M. That's in Texas. Then we going
to... Yeah, that's what I'm telling Trudy about Prairie View. I said she liked that Prairie View and maybe Alabama A&M on them shows because Prairie View, they go dumb out there at their college shows. And then Alabama A&M, they going to go dumb out there, too.
That's where we're going. That's the next part. That's the 28th of September. Morgan State, St. Augustine University. Let's see. Alabama State again. Then it's Bethune-Cook again. Then we go on Fort Valley State. I don't know what the fuck that's it. That is. They ain't got it on there. But it's like 200 miles wherever
Valley
I'm
State
being. And, South Carolina State University, Florida Memorial. And then we're going to Florida A&M, and then we're going to Prairie View A&M University. That's the last stop, and that's going to be in October the 27th. Uh-huh. Yeah, so I'm kind of hyped on it.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that'd be good. You're getting to get to the East Coast again.
Yeah, exactly. As long as there ain't no damn storms and shit going on over there. Niggas go over there and get caught in a goddamn tornado or some shit like that.
Now, you might be at Mississippi. Let me see. You might be at Mississippi Valley State is what I'm thinking there, because I don't know. I never heard that before except for Mississippi Valley State in Mississippi. And that would be good. That would be right up, what's the name? That's right around the corner from Trulia.
Right. Well, you know, I'm pretty sure when I touch down in all these spots, I'll be able to move around a little bit because we only supposed to be there like, you know, a few days in all these spots. But that's the whole end of September and most of October.
Yeah. Okay. That's gonna be Mississippi Valley State. So shoot, that's only gonna be from her. That's only that's about 2 hours from Trulia.
Yeah, I told her, she already seen what I was going to do. I want to, I'll pop up on her in them goddamn sticks. Cause that's what she say she live in, the sticks. God damn it. So I'm going to go with my suit of armor on. So no alligators,
she can wipe
me, no shit like that.
Y'all come right down on Interstate 20 headed towards A&M. You got to go right past her house. Go to Alabama
A&M,
gotta go right past their house.
Yeah, I know, but we gonna be flying,
oh,
and everybody else gonna be on the road.
Oh, okay, you flying? Okay, you gonna? Yeah, she just have to drive and meet you then.
Yeah, we gonna be flying. Me and my boy Frank Wade, we gonna be on the plane. Everybody else gonna be on the ground. I told him I can't be on no ground. Fuck that. If it's a tour bus and I can put my studio in that bitch, I'll be good. In my PlayStation, I'm good. He was like, nah, we going to fly. We just going to meet everybody there. So all they itinerary is different than ours because we going to fly and be there and them of us got to drive and be there. I'm good with that. I love flying. I love get my ass to where I gotta go. Fuck all that driving shit.
Yeah, Big Mike said he didn't recognize your number. I got him and my partner both on the phone. They got them plans together. I'm putting together them a tour right now is what I'm working on.
Big Mike?
Yeah. And I put together a tour. He called me the other morning about 7. I'm putting the tour together with him and the guy named my friend Chocolate Pete. We're putting together, we got 4 songs together, so I'm going to put a tour together. Probably about 5 or 6 cities. So I'm working on that now with the sponsor and trying to get a tour put together.
When was the last time you talked to Big Meezy?
That was, what's today? Today is Wednesday?
Yeah.
So that was like, I want to say, either Monday last week or it was this Monday. I think it was this Monday I talked with Big Mike.
Yeah, I meant to call him today. We usually talk like, you know, at least a couple of times a month. But I haven't talked to him. And then I was supposed to do this shit with RBX, but he be bullshitting. So there's been a whole lot of bullshitters, man. It's, I mean, they want something, but they don't want to pay for nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why I didn't went towards the car wash thing, because that car wash is low. They got everything running smooth. It's guaranteed money. There's music. Everybody wants to be a star, but they don't nobody want to be a goddamn bank. They don't want to go goddamn to the bank and pay you.
Mm-hmm.
We got Sweet Pea in the building.
Hey, y'all.
Hello.
Hey, Foxy, you almost got on and got off.
Yeah, Foxy burnt out on her. You know, if she can't get a word in, she finna burn off.
We're like, hello, bye-bye. Hello, bye-bye.
Who is it?
Yeah.
Who left?
Foxy.
Foxy.
Not bad.
She's the first one to call in and the first one to leave.
That's okay. We still got a woman on the show, so that's okay.
It's okay.
Well, we got the woman that is better because this woman has entail.
Of course.
Yeah, this woman talks to us.
What up, baby?
Ain't gonna toot my own horn, you know.
Huh?
I said I ain't gonna toot my own horn.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you
off.
Go ahead.
You ain't calling
cuz,
dude. Out,
dude. Oh, hello? No. I was saying I ain't gonna toot my own horn. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga,
but I'm in
nigga,
there.
Nigga, pop up.
Okay, listen to this, y'all. Topic of discussion. This woman in Alabama done faked the kidnapping. Said it was a kid over there. And here's the details. She left a Mercedes-Benz in a purse in the car. Pulled her wig off, threw her phone on the ground, had a friend following behind and picked her up, and went to the hotel. And she had a bathrobe and toilet paper at work when she left work in her hand. So her boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, said she had to fight off her attacker. She was kidnapped. Come to find out, she did it to get his attention to try to win him back. Now, not only did she get her friend in trouble for lying, the one who picked her up, she done made her mom and dad look like a fool, her boyfriend look like a fool, and herself look like a damn fool, because when they rolled the interstate video came back, they seen her car stop. Ain't seen no kid nowhere on the deal. Then the car picks her up, and then all of a sudden she's missing. And then they showed her at the store buying the cheeses that she said the hostages fed her for 2 days. They kidnapped her in the woods and then rode her around an 18-wheeler for 2 days.
You're crazy,
bitch. They were white with red hair. If they were white and they kidnapped your black ass, they would have hung you from a damn tree. And ain't nobody black gonna kidnap you and leave a damn Mercedes-Benz, an Apple Watch, and a goddamn purse on the goddamn thing.
Mm-mm. Ain't no white people gonna feed you a damn fact they take you either.
She black and they would have hung her in Alabama from a damn tree.
Exactly, immediately.
And she walked to
a store. My thing is this, first of all, why do they call it kidnap?
It's
even my kid. You kidnapping the kid. You taking the kid. Why they call that shit kid?
I got one better, Scratch. The woman walked home. Y'all listen to me. The woman walked home, right? When she got 50 feet from her mama's house, beat the Ring doorbell cameras in the neighborhood. They seen her walking casually to the house. When she got 50 feet from her mama's yard, she started crying and screaming and flinging her arms and all that like she had been kidnapped. Everybody said that was the worst form of acting ever. They said, hell, you didn't go to no hospital. You didn't yell for help when you got loose or nothing. You just casually walked all the way home from when you've been kidnapped and then sit up there and take
off dropped
and
off around. She got dropped off around the corner and walked out.
Mm-hmm.
She went to that Red Roof Inn and got knocked down. She got some outside dick, and she thought she'd get some outside dick before she get her sympathy from her boyfriend. So that's all it was. She snuck off with a nigga and turned around and laid up with him for the night. Then played like she got kidnapped. So her boyfriend was like, oh, okay, baby, you got kidnapped. Let's get back together. That's all it was. She got a two-for-one. She got a dummy food, and then she got some dick.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, some people do shit like that in order to gain attention. You know what I mean?
Like, you don't do your mom and daddy like that, though. So.
Nah, you people do that shit to get attention. You know what I mean? And some people go to the extremes to get attention. To, you know, get people to sympathize with you and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm not a fan of because, fuck, if it ain't there, it ain't there. I'm not getting ready to attempt it. I got fucked up just to get my wife attention to get her back or anything like that. Fuck that. If it ain't clear, it ain't clear. Fuck her.
He texted her boyfriend's sister and said
people do
that,
that
she was going to do it so she can hang out all weekend.
You know, everybody got a certain mind state to stay in. You know, when some people, they go to the extreme to try to get what they want. I don't know. I couldn't do it, me personally. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do nothing. Cut myself and be like, oh, shit, I'm in the hospital. Oh, shit, I'm going to come and see you. You know what I mean? So,
and you got the whole world looking at you and a fucking child that don't exist. That's the worst part.
Right.
As many Amber Alerts I get on my phone all goddamn day, you go bullshit. They should charge you still. They should undercharge for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't see how people,
they finna charge her. That's why her family went and got a lawyer. They finna charge her plus the one who picked her up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't sit up there and do shit like that because people start, I don't know, it's crazy how people think. Now, we all got our own thoughts and we do all do our own things, but you got people out there that just got wild shit in their head. You don't know if it's the nigga next to you or the girl next to you or whatever. They just wild. They be thinking some other shit that we don't see.
Man, and that nigga, he ain't gonna be able to trust nobody ever again in life.
Right. Yeah, that shit is deep. That shit is deep. It's like, you know, the human mind is crazy because we all got our minds, we all got our memories, we all got things that we think about, we got things that, you know, that we want to try to control, we try to make it better and stuff like that. But you got people that got fucking crazy-ass shit going in their head.
Mm-hmm.
You be like, what the fuck was this nigga thinking about? Every time somebody do something dumb, that's what I be thinking. What the fuck he was thinking about?
Mm-hmm.
I know y'all do the same thing. Be like, what the fuck? What the hell was he thinking about?
I've
been cursing people
all day long.
It's 20 other ways I could fuck around and do that. If I wanted to do something crazy, you know what I mean? That's just
mm-hmm.
insane. You can't figure out motherfuckers is actually dumb. You can't figure that shit out.
I want to know, too. Because, see, this is another thing. They let it go with black people and shit like that. But a lot of people is really mentally ill. And I would like to see people from a kid through school and everything get the treatment they're supposed to get so you can find out when you're young, do this person have a problem or if this is just really a dumb motherfucker. Like, do dumb decisions. Because you could be smart as hell, you'll be a genius and still be a dumb motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? But some
mm-hmm.
people really do have problems and they don't comprehend shit and they don't take loss well. Like, if people have problems and they need to quit sweeping shit under the rug when we a kid. Like, I remember one time they had sent me to a guidance counselor. They sent everybody. And they was asking me some stuff and I had told them something like my grandma died and I've been sad and I've been alone because I used to always be with my cousins and stuff like that and this and that. And I told her some real deep shit, honestly. And she told me, oh, that's normal. You'll get over it and you're going to be all right and whatever, whatever. And I think about that shit all the time.
That's
like,
some
that
fucked up advice.
Ridiculous. It was fucked up. It was.
That's some fucked up advice.
It is fucked up. Because even as an adult, I'm like, I went from being with kids every weekend, all through the holidays being with kids, to being up here in the city.
When you get traumatized, it's hard to kind of bounce back. I remember my mom, we didn't have no car, and I was like 7 years old, 8 years old. And I used to always get out of school, I'd jump on the bus, and go downtown L.A. to meet my mama at her job. So one day, I met her at the job, and we seen all these fucking ambulance and all this shit around, right?
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker jumped off the building and splattered on the ground right in front of us. That,
oh my God, you need therapy.
My mom is trying to cover my eyes. I'm like, Ma, it's too late. I seen the nigga at the ground.
Too late.
That's some traumatizing
shit
for being like an 8-year-old, 7-8-year-old kid.
But they don't help you.
So,
they don't give you nothing. They don't.
Like,
they
you
just
all right?
Turn
you all right? I was
like,
yeah, I'm good. Fuck, this dude just jumped off the building and hit the floor right in front of us.
Yeah, and I'm going here telling these people that my grandma died. Now, my grandma done died on Christmas morning. I got to wake up to the food I seen her cooking last night. I'm waking up opening gifts that she bought for me. And you know how, like, when you were a little kid, I still remember the shit, how you unwrap shit, but then you see something that you really, really wanted, and you look back. I kept looking back for grandma, and she wasn't there.
People don't know people's psyches. You know, all our psyches is different. You know what I mean? Some people handle things a little different than other people handle things. You know what I mean? And then we all got different events. All of us got different events that fucked us up. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it's hard for anybody to determine what's good, what's bad, what's fucked up. Because it's all going to be good, bad, and fucked up for everybody. Everybody got a fucked up story to tell. They might have a whole lot of fucked up stories to tell. You know, we can't.
Somebody needs to listen to them so people can quit doing crazy shit.
Or respect what the people, you know, whatever they went through. Shit, I can't. Man, that's the only thing I can do. Only thing I can do is console you. Or I give you that hug. Say I feel what you're talking about type of shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the only thing it is. Everybody, you know, everybody listening to, man, I know everybody got, you know, a story to tell about how their life is, how their life was, how their life is going. But, you know, the whole thing about it is, I always think about it's going to be all right. Because the first thing is that I woke up on the right side of the dirt. You know what I mean? We on the right side of the dirt. We on True West Radio on the right side of the dirt. Now, if you got a cell phone in your grave and you could talk, call us.
That's right. If you'd like to join the show tonight, if you'd like to join the show, hit us up 323-642-1597. We are live, baby. True West Trends Day. We got King Scratch in the building. Mr. Everywhere, Sweet Pete and Julia Monroe in the building. I tell y'all what, it's the top of the hour. We're going to jump into a couple of cuts and we'll be right back. We're going to talk more for you. So don't turn it down, baby. True West Radio. Let's
go.
Let's go. Fish out in the water.
introduce you to my world. You all know the winter from the summer. Business going good, business going great. We doing numbers, fresh basil, cherry tomato and cucumber. I like how you look at me and I wanna be up under that. I like how you act and you turn me on with them fitted hats. I like when you shirt off, I watch you take it off. Say he wanna be exclusive and that shit I'm on. We can build or destroy what we build if it ain't strong. You say your study's long, you study wrong. Bless him and fill him up, he gon' make your house a home. I stand up and he put me on top where I belong. It's a dinner date, it's some Jose or some Patron. It's a late night out on the balcony of the condo. Steak and baked potato, I'm naked under my poncho. Nothing but my birthday suit and bracelets. Use your imagination, baby. When you on your shit, when you on your shit, baby. You want your shit, it goes something like this. Something like this. Something like this. Something like this. When you want your shit. When you want your shit, baby. When you want your shit, it goes something like this. Hopping up out the shower, smelling like Victoria's Secret. Pulling up, banging triple stick. All that Scarface on my playlist. And I'm rolling my windows down. Sitting that bitch for about 10 minutes. Open the door, I'm talking cash. Don't switch the guts in the teeth. Nigga pass, I see me in the yard. They hunk and I pump the fist. I be listening, get to feeling myself. I get to missing my niggas just like the way. I pray for them every day. I reminisce about us hitting leaks on leaks on leaks. And the motherfucking consequences.
When you want your shit,
when you want your shit, baby.
When you want your shit, it goes something like this.
Something like this. Something like this. Something like this.
When you want your shit.
When you want your shit, baby. Hey,
when you want your shit, it goes something like this.
Stay cool like the other side of pillow. Y'all clones, Mr. Smith, ain't talking Papa or Willow. Crashed in the whip, still cruising out in the rental. When you smooth like this, they custom your instrumental. Palm trees, cool breeze, and just in a cold press. I just kick it by the sea in my pelican nest. Need my birds looking fly, put them in a sundress. Papa propagated my player when he took me out west. It ain't complicated, my major key, being optimistic in a major key. Raised by the sea, I just meditate and set free, so...
Stand on my face, stand on my feet, come to the beach. Cold in the heart, hot in the head, cold
it's
as a breeze.
It's so cold inside your pores. Down I'm tired, the rain melts away that frost. Drifting away, no cost to get lost. Just me and you in this island that we could survive. And I'm cooling, drifting, cruising, breezy. I stay cooling, drifting, cruising, breezy like the beach. I'm cooling, drifting, cruising. forever to wet that frost. Drifting away, no cost to get lost. Just me and you inside, and then we could survive it. I'm cooling, drifting.
Niggas that was fine at your niggas instead of fine at them niggas snitch. You wore the wire on them niggas, use a bitch, not from my side. I'm tired of this nigga. How you let your chest swell up on niggas when them suckers fly through? You be killing them niggas, no funk. Red flag, you be chilling with niggas at the same time. Making statements, chilling them niggas. Get them sticking to the rules, back, had it love me. And I'm rocking with no bitches cause he got him some money. Real gangsta. With some bitches that be looking too funny. Master Splinter, the only rap to post to have me some money. Real talk, my school boys like to buy them Jordans. If my niggas catching bodies, then I buy them lawyers. If they don't, sell it to us, then we fucking extort it. When my nigga touch downs, then I fuck them reward. Real nigga,
real nigga shit, real nigga shit. Real nigga shit. You fucking with them suckers on some fake nigga shit. Real nigga shit, real nigga shit. I sat down for my nigga on some real nigga shit. Real nigga shit, real nigga shit. It's all that's always said for me and all she gon' get. It's real nigga shit, real nigga shit. And you can catch 10 from a real nigga clip.
Real nigga shit, just that real nigga shit. R&S, fuck what you talking, I'm ready to deal with this shit. In the field with this shit, it's a seal on the brick. I don't be sipping this shit, I be passing it, ain't no deals on this shit. My hoe get her own chip, that's a real nigga bitch. Nigga, you playing, I thought you pivot, but you in your feelings with this bitch. You was a hunt, you was acting, you was eating, now you was pissed. Got like four of my niggas pimps, that fake nigga shit. That's that fake nigga shit, that fake nigga shit. Should've quit fucking with you a long time ago, nigga, you stay with this shit. You a puss, I should've seen it, I blame myself cause I didn't beat it. You got tendencies of a stuck and I should've let my niggas bust. Show me greed and the sign of betrayal and now I'm flushed. Used to be one of them niggas, I get it in four, now fuck. Always talking that they were shit and I believe. Nigga, you was fake and I heard you were ratting on me, nigga.
Real nigga shit, real nigga shit. You fucking with them suckers on some fake nigga shit. Real nigga shit, real nigga shit. I sat down for my nigga on some real nigga shit. Real nigga shit, real nigga shit. It's all that's always said for me and all she gon' get. It's real nigga shit, real nigga shit. And you can catch 10 from a real nigga clip.
The PM tape. Coming soon, December 2017, baby. Hey, fam, man. This is the mix going on out here, nigga. Niggas out here robbing niggas, running up on niggas, knocking niggas down, niggas. Niggas is not taking no shit out here in the Bay, man. It's like real motherfucking crazy right now, nigga. Rap niggas, street niggas, square niggas. Niggas is getting down out here. What's going on here, fam?
I said this drink in my cup got me feeling violent. This pill that I pop got me feeling violent. Yo, freak on the beat, bout to make her ass fly. Give a fuck if niggas mad. Pussy nigga do something. You a sucker, you a sissy, you ain't bout to do nothing. You a cookie, I'm a Lucius. Easy E, that's a Rufus. Wake up stupid, like it's still 06. You a doofus, that shit useless.
After I fuck, man, I call that bitch a Uber. I slide on your squad like a kid on a scooter. And your bitch on my dick from the rooter to the tutor. You a internet thug, you only hard on a computer. Fuck your bitch, then I boot her. Bust one on her hooter. Leave her in the boondock.
Like a tutor, act like I never knew her. I leave a punk bitch, I fuck a tour. I get this drink in my cup, got me feeling violent. This pill that I pop, got me feeling violent. This thing on my hip, got me feeling violent.
Hi, kids, you like violent?
The bitch kinda wet, looking like an island. She on something, I can see her eyelids. Keep trying to tell me about some shit that I did. I'm getting juiced and I'm feeling violent.
Kennedy better go somewhere. Fuck you mean, ain't no hat. Bitch, I already bought a table. That ain't cost me 2 racks. Better have my bottles right and the chasers on point. Got some woods rolled up. Got some papers for a drink. Fuck them freeloading bitches. They ain't chipping. They ain't sipping. Short gone, all that cool shit. Talking about I'm tripping. Motherfucking right, I'm tripping. They done charged me some bands. Well, if a bitch wanna sip, I bet she coming out of bands. That bitch better dance. Fuck a groupie. And a
feeling violent.
If you wanna do them digits, then you might. I ain't worried about no suckers, but you my type. And niggas standing with me, they on my side. Oh, my.
I met a bad bitch at the strip club. To the house so she can get fucked. The bitch talking about she need big bucks. I pulled out my dick, she couldn't get enough. I told her, shake that ass, get some money, ho. Tell that other nigga where you wanna go. You broke bitch, what you wanna be a bum for? You got a dick in your mouth, make it come, ho. Bad bitches get money with it. Broke bitches don't wanna get it. Bad bitches ride new whips. Broke bitch sucking two dicks. And she really don't do shit. The bitch drink too much, she get too lit. Nothing from me, that's what you get. It won't take too long to find a new trick. Bitch.
Been blowing too much. Been doing too much. I know it too much for you to handle.
I be feeling like I'm floating, get on my head. If a nigga talking things, yeah, that's mine. Big city, city, she on my
head. You be talking like you with it, you on my head. If you wanna do them digits, then you my head. I ain't worried about no sucker, but you my type. And niggas standing with me, they on my head. Oh.
Welcome to Drug Club, this is safe haven. You not no trial, no judgment, no looks or statements. Patrona too short, running Zans or Raven. We with some high boss bitches who don't need saving. Backwoods, this fat, like that ass fool. Her crew run through white lines, Clay Matthews. Try to keep up with her, but the room with fidget spinner, ayy. You a snack, fuck them hating, hungry man dinners, whoa. Off of Grandma Molly, that bitch hit too. Bonnie and Kai, we taking shots and then whip too. She passed out, her best friend got on the dick too. She woke up and jumped in, stupid lit, ooh.
I be feeling like I'm floating, get on my head. If a nigga talking things, yeah, that's my head. She think shitty, shitty, she on my head. You be talking like you with it, you on my head. If you wanna do them digits, then you my head. I ain't worried about no suckers, but you my type. Yeah, that nigga standing with me, they on my head. Oh, my. Been blowing too much. Been doing too much. I know it's too much for you to handle. If you wanna do them digits, do you mind? I ain't worried about no suckers.
Tell me how you want it, yeah.
Without you for 7 days straight, and now I can't live without you. And if we ever broke up, I won't have a kid without you. You forever in my heart. I won't forget about you. I be crushing you on Monday like it's Wednesday. Depressed about that with your friends say. G63 is with your bitch say. I'm so happy you ain't listen to your friends, babe. You can tell me how you want it, how you need it, I don't mind. Need you right here by my side, cause out of sight, cause out of mind. And out of spite, you hit the climb, but I was hype. I hit your line a few more times, when you hit back, I'm gon' respond.
Tell me how you want it, yeah. Call me and I'm on my way.
On my way, on my way.
Tell me that you need me, yeah. I'll give it to you night and day.
Thursday, I be treating you like every day your birthday. Some hoes ain't f***ing with you on your worst day. I got you on a new level like with first day. When you feel down, I pick you up, put on your crown and lift you up. I put a rock all on your finger, so much ice can push you up. Heard they feelings about you, baby, tell them hoes I wish them luck. Talking relationship goals, this could be us. Yup, 24/7. With the 411. When you see me kneel like Kaepernick, call a reverend. Say I got a million in the stash for a wedding. If you ready, let me know, cause it's whatever.
I know you in the way. Yeah, anniversary. Don't do it for my birthday. Cause I know they keep you thirsty. Ain't
me sing it out. Yeah. I'm talking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Tell me how you want it. Yeah. Call me and I'm on my way. Tell me that you need me. Yeah. I'll give it to you night and day. I'm talking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I'm the smartest one making dumb decisions. All these demons around me with my spirit. All these bills piled up in my kitchen. I'm really held responsible for all my siblings. All this made me lose focus. My ex cut me deep, had my heart broken. Safe to say I'm having mixed emotions. Put my feelings in a box and see for them blow it. They say they hurt, we love each other. But I just love the money, never had a budget. Life's a turntable when them tables turning. Whole world against you when you make a earning.
For me, giving up is way harder than trying. Yeah. But you want me to use those cameras and sirens. I got my own team on my shoulders. Won't let the ship sink just cause it rains. Oh, making sure the dream's never over. Me and you, two things ain't the same.
From a snotty nose to the top of the charts. Gang at the Super Bowl, Kaepernick on the squad. They get hot out in Miami, I pull out the drop. And we still rocking the minks in the middle of March. I'm talking Gucci down, you can see print on the socks. Rubber bands all on my money, I'm pulling out knots. I'm talking pimp, haters won't give you no props. But fuck them all, pick up some, continue to shop. Big Walla, armor truck. Tala, get your dollars up. Cartier, Gaina. Snort a line, 20 meters, biggest.
Most. For me, giving up is way harder than trying. But you want me to use new cameras and sirens. I got my own team on my shoulders. Won't let the ship sink just cause it rains. Making sure the drink's never over. Me and you, two things ain't the same.
Drink designer water for expensive taste. Always about the money, never about the race. Louis 13, 100 grand a case. I just want hibachi on Versace plate. White boy Rick in a Crown Vic. Valentino socks, how I slide in. New Rolls Royce at the drive-in. You need a green car just to ride in. Yeah. Too much foreign. Now watch me money dance. White boy Prince.
For hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Fly, baby.
This is Big Snoop D O Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Make no doubt about it, baby. We back in the building. King Scratch, Sweet Pea, Mr. Everywhere, and Trulia Monroe. What's going on? We back up in this thing. I'm again. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who was your first song? I haven't heard that song in a long time.
Man, if I could tell you, I would. Right now, just stayed in my mind. I would.
I can't remember who it was.
Yeah.
I
want to. I can't remember right.
I need to give a shout out to my nigga. I hopefully he called, but my nigga Roy Wick, he one of my young producers. He just shy as fuck, but he got fire. You know what I mean? So I told him, I said, we gonna have to get you on the show. He was like, I don't want to talk to nobody. You know what I mean? So,
he got tracks
like a motherfucker. I'm telling you, like, bro, he put me to shame, for real. I'm like, dude, you don't want to talk to nobody? You'd be like, nope, I don't want to talk to nobody. I'm going to deal with you, and then we getting ready to put some shit. This is on Facebook. He finally made a Facebook page. It's Boy Wick, W-I-C-C. And the nigga is tight as fuck. I'm like, bro. He's like, what? He's like a genius. You know what I mean? He's like a fucking genius. Mm-hmm. I can't understand, bro. He's a fucking genius. And he gets busy like a motherfucker. He keep on sending me tracks. He's like, don't let nobody hear him yet. So, Boy Wick. Y'all gotta check my nigga out. But I told him we gonna put something on your page. You gotta let somebody hear what the fuck you doing. You can't hold all this talent and not, you know, release it. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Y'all look up Boy Wick. The cat is tight as hell. Motherfucker like 21, 22 years old. This motherfucker is. I think that's how old he is, but the motherfucker is tight. And I'm going, bro, you got to stop being in the goddamn shadow and get out there. He was like, well, I'm going to let you do that. So, yeah, it's a cool thing. I'm going to grab this nigga. His name his last name is really Wick, but he said Wick. His name is Viago, and he just called himself Voight Wick. He is really tight. I'm like, nigga, you getting ready to take all my jobs away from me. Shit. That's all good.
You better master all of them then.
Huh?
I say you better do the mastering then.
You know what I mean? That nigga, I be hating it. If that nigga be sending me some shit, I be like, oh my God, that shit is fucking fire. He like, don't let nobody hear it. Don't let nobody hear it.
Mm.
I'm like, why not?
Look, I got a good question. Even for the artist that's listening to, this is a good question for them. If you hear a beat, right, and you like it, because a lot of people is way younger than even me, how do they know if they got a sample in the beat or not? Because a lot of people just get sued, and a lot of people don't know, you know, like all, especially Marvin Gaye family, they coming for your ass. Even if you sound like you singing like him, if you hit a note like him, they coming.
Okay, well, here's the catch to that. When you do that producer-artist agreement split sheet, you're telling them, hey, I'm paying you for this track. If they don't disclose that, hey, I don't have the sample clear, then the person's not going to be able to sue you as the artist. They're going to be able to sue the producer. They're going to try to go after the record company, but once you got that piece of paperwork saying, hey, I bought this and he didn't disclose it as a sample, that's going to be on the producer and not the artist.
Do you have that available?
Yeah, I got producer-artist agreement split sheets all day. That's the only way you do business because... So go ahead.
I was going to say, send my sister one. Send Julia one. So she can make her some copies, because niggas is, I see what they trying to do, because she hot right now.
I've been here.
Oh, okay.
Well, you want to have your producer-artist agreement split sheet, because what happens now is they call it fishing. They make a beat for Lil Wayne. They put a beat out there. They want Lil Wayne, Drake, or somebody to get it off of YouTube and use it. Anybody, really. But a big name artist.
I'm glad you said that.
Once they get that deal. And use it, then the first thing the producer doing is getting lawyered up. That's what happened with Glorilla's song. They just now find out Hit Kid sampled a song from a boy from New Orleans from 1994 for that goddamn Glorilla song, FNF. So now he's suing And it's a big old lawsuit, and it's going to trickle all the way back down to Yo Gotti because he bought the track from the guy Hit Kid sold it to.
Hey,
from.
Wait a minute.
So
hold on.
So he might get all the money from it.
We had a discussion about this shit earlier, so I'm glad that you are bringing all this shit to light. God bless you. Julia, you there?
Julia. No.
That's exactly what it is, my nigga. I would advise anybody not to use YouTube Beats at all.
It always comes back to bite you on the ass
some kind of way.
If you
release
said
1994, right?
Everyone made it. How do you, like, as a person, you know, because I can recognize it. I'm just wondering, is it a way for younger people to recognize it anyway?
They better be asking questions to their producer because the liability, once you put it on a commercial release, and here's what happens. Record labels, I had to do this the other year with Sony. They said, we got to have the two radio edits for the song, and we had to have a producer-artist split agreement before we can use any of those songs to put them out. Because here's the deal. I do a beat for Trulia. I do a beat for King Scratch. I do a beat for Buddha Ali. And it's just word of mouth. They my homies. We hang out every day and kick it, sip and drink, smoke. Then they go sign a Def Jam Records, $1 million. And then I go get a lawyer and say, I told Trulia and Scratch and Buddha when they were sitting in my living room, they can use it to go to the club. I didn't say they can do it for a commercial release. So now guess what? It's a buyout. The record company said, we got to buy me out for whatever I want for the song or they can't use it. And then they're going to be like, but you said, same way what happened with Glorilla. Glorilla didn't have no money. She went to the studio, recorded, Hit Kid's studio, Hit Kid's beat, Hit Kid's electricity. He sat up there and registered the song. He didn't think the song was going to do too much, so he sold the song for $50,000. Oh, I get $50,000, I go buy me a whip. So when he sold the song for $50,000, she went to go get a label deal in L.A., and they like, well, hell, you got the song? She didn't know that she didn't have the song. She's like, Hit Kid, what you call it? Hit Kid tells label, oh, I already sold it.
Hey, Mr. Everywhere, check this out.
Yeah.
So if you fuck around and you got a so-called engineer that fuck around and you get your song recorded by this engineer and they actually got the beat off of YouTube, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they fuck around and they put the shit
beat
out.
It's not YouTube, it's BeatStars.
Okay. They fuck around. Well, hell, it's your story.
I don't even know why my story even being discussed on two-way.
Okay, but let me explain something to you. Here's what happened with 86. 86 got a friend who got a friend that was a producer. I was in Arkansas. 86 paid $300 for this beat. He asked, was it all original? He said, yeah. So I said, do you got the paperwork on it? He calls the guy, hey, man, you got the paperwork on it? Oh, man, that's Superstar J beat. Next thing you know, you hear Rick Ross rapping on the same damn beat. I said, he had to get his $300 back because the man just took a beat from something he got online and turned around and sold that shit to somebody, and then you go put it out, and the person you put it out, ain't got the clearance from them. They're going to sue the hell out of you. And you're going to be like, but I bought this beat from so-and-so. So the only legal way that you have to say, hey, this man is saying he produced this, he constructed this beat, and he can say, I constructed it, but it's got a sample that you still got to get cleared or everything's all original. Once he signs off on that, you pay him his money and y'all get the percentages, he's the liable person in the lawsuit. Not you. You're just the passenger in the car. He's the one driving, so he crashed the car. He's getting sued, not you. So you got to know the business side of it also.
Amen.
I got that part. I understood that. And the thing about it is, I was wondering if it was a way that they could just recognize it on their own. Like, by music recognition or like with the
yeah,
band.
Yeah, you can get a cover song, you know, the producer side. That's what you can get.
Well, see, a cover song is not a sample cleanse. A cover song is a mechanical royalty to reproduce that same song. It's got to be same lyrics and same everything. You can't go in there and say, I'm going to go in here and I'm going
to
add this and this.
No, it don't have to be the lyrics. It could be just the goddamn music.
Now, the cover song is going to be the lyrics. If you sample the instrument on that album, that's a sample.
A cover song is when you do Welcome to the Hotel California. Cover song, you making the same song, but you still get fucked up for using their music.
Because let me show you, and I can tell y'all, and this is going to go for everybody. I got a lady from Alabama. Her producer, he called me. He said, yeah, man, we got the cleanse for that song. I said, how much y'all pay? Oh, man, we paid $45, man. We got the cleanse. I said, how the hell you think you got a cleanse for a number one damn song for $45? He sent me the paperwork, and I'm going to show all y'all. I said, you didn't read the fine print. It says, for $45, you get to put out 100 downloads. You can have 100 downloads of that song for $45. Every 100 downloads, you got to pay $45 plus 12 cents to the producer and like five cents to the record company or something like that. So basically, you're paying 60-something cents per download, so it leaves you with 30-something cents in the back end of that song.
Bro,
every 100 downloads on YouTube or whatever iTunes or whatever it is, you got to pay $45. So if you don't get a blank license,
the song that we did in Los Angeles, it's the same fucking thing. On Los Angeles, both of the verses, we did Anita Baker verses, and we did the Outstanding verses. It was the same fucking thing. Them motherfuckers was like hitting us bam, 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 bam. But just using they got, and even though we replayed the shit, you know what I mean?
It don't matter. You can replay it as long as it's
every Los Angeles song that we did, them motherfuckers, they still hitting us.
Mm-hmm. You still got to pay.
Yep.
You still got to pay. I'm finna, let me see if this is still pulled up. I'm finna share this with y'all. But, and that's because he didn't know the business. So that's why I had to dissect it for him. But every 100 downloads is another $45. So if you get 1,000 downloads, you're out of $450 off 1,000 downloads. So you'll make $320 after it's all said and done, because it's got little fine print stipulations in there. But the whole case in point is, if you do a cover song, that's doing a remake. I got Roosevelt got two cover songs that I couldn't release because I got them on his website, but it's not on his national release because the price that they wanted for a blanket license would have cost him damn near $5,000 each song. So I did the smart deal.
Well, when you
see
Roosevelt, tell him hit him with a brick.
Yeah. That's how that added up. And I had to explain it to him and say, look, because he thought because a guy in the studio told him, he recorded it here, you can use the song. But if you ain't got the permission from the publishing company, you can't use that song. That's like Link. I said, Link, I want to sample that song. He said, yeah. Don't ask me about it. You got to go to Warner Chappelle. I said, huh? He said, you got to go to Warner Chappelle Publishing. He said, I sold all my publishing when I signed my record deal. They own all my music. So you got to go to them and get a sample of it. So I was like, damn, man, you don't. He's a hell no. He said, I didn't know all that shit. Yeah,
that's,
I just said that to you. Sweet pea.
This is why I answered the question. I asked it for a very simple reason, because a lot of people that call themselves rapping, the rappers know, but the people call themselves rapping, they not as old as I am, But you know how old school songs have the instrumental or like a long part after the actual song? I'm old enough to wear it like, I be fucking with my sister a lot. We be playing, make our mama mad. Used to make our grandma mad. But we'll be like singing with them, like, you know, walking down the street, watching ladies.
Girl, I watching you.
And then next bar, I be like, I'm through. When I come through, breaking boys off, is you, because it's still, you know, the song is still playing. And it would just piss my grandma off. But it's actually the same beat, same song. Basically, but Fat Pat used it. You know what I'm saying? He sampled it. So that's why I asked, because I'm old enough to recognize it. And sometimes I be hearing a lot of these beats. I'm like, listen here. If I decide to do any damn thing, if I do a 25 lightest on my dresser, I'm not sampling nobody. I'm going goddamn Keith Sweat. Keith Sweat, you need How Deep Is Your Love? Because I'm not going to pay all off just to use How Deep Is Your Love. Because it's How Deep Is Your Love.
It's like this. If not, they're going to say cease and desist like Bone Crusher. Bone Crusher's song, I Ain't Never Scared, was a stolen song. And he performed it. Yep. And guess what? People sued and did a cease and desist. That means you can't perform it at a backyard birthday party no more. If they find out, they're going to sue you. Once you get served a cease and desist, that means you can't play it on the radio station. You can't perform it at none of your songs. I don't give a damn. Watch Me Work was the best hit. If somebody came up and said, hey, this is my whole composition, they took it and stamped it, whoop-de-whoop, the first thing they're going to say is, truly can't perform it even at a backyard barbecue. Getting sued. Trust me. Look at Bone Crusher got sued. I Ain't Never Scared. He said, I can't even perform it no more. I lost all the money for the song and can't perform it.
That's the difference between
doing music and knowing the business. You know what I mean? Because you could do the tightest song ever. You know what I mean? If you're trying to sell it, and all it takes is some familiarity. Remember, what was that shit that Pharrell damn did? And they thought
Blurred
it
line.
Was... Huh? Yeah.
Blurred Line. But see, I didn't like it because that Ed Sheeran or whatever, he did the same damn beat for Let's Get It On. And
it don't sound like it to me, though.
It's the same on everything.
The chords is the same on the guitar and the drums.
Is it the same exact? Long before Marvin Gaye, they used the same chords, like you saying, Stretch.
You could only have so many chords. You got more chords than 12 notes. It's 12 of them. But it's more chords, but it's the same chord.
You listen to it.
Now, if you want to go on the grid, nigga, you got more than 12 chords, but it's only 12 chords that you can play.
12 notes, right.
You ain't got, you can't go for 12 now. If you want to try to go into some insane shit, that's something else. But it's 12 notes that you could play. They the same fucking thing. Everybody in the music business that's rich, everybody that's singing right now is 12 notes. All of them is 12 notes. They just play it a different way.
That's why Puffy got to pay all that money to Sting for the rest of his life, because he went and sampled Sting.
That nigga sampled every fucking thing.
He sampled goddamn M2 Me. He sampled the Barge, remember? One more chance. That's the Barge.
Yep.
He sampled everything on Biggie. So, hell, at the end of the day, he paid out so many royalties on stuff and then fucked Biggie.
Dr. Dre did too, nigga. Dr. Dre, all of that shit that nigga made that was they all sampled. They just replayed.
Yeah, Dr. Dre, he sampled the Superfly album.
I was in Death Row and seen that shit happen, my nigga. I was in Death Row, nigga. And the motherfucker fuck around And even when my nigga Johnny Tate was alive, nigga, that nigga was fucking around with samples. Nigga, we did the whole motherfucker Tupac album in that motherfucker. And what happens is this nigga got a goddamn sample, and then a nigga come in, he come and play the bass on top of it, he signed the goddamn paper, he walk out. A nigga gotta play the goddamn keyboard, he come play it. So all of the shit that Dr. Dre, Johnny J, and all them motherfuckers that Death Row did was had samples, and they had niggas come and replay the whole fucking thing. That's all it was. You know what I'm saying? Then Suge did whatever the fuck Suge does. But that's the way it was, bro. Them motherfuckers got samples, and they just come and get motherfuckers to replay the shit. It's all about boom, 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 boom. What's that? Just like candy, candy.
Yep. Yeah, but that's the deal. But you got to have your clearances on it. If not, and they hear anything nowadays, it's like this. I'm a 1985 artist. All my money done dried up. I done sold my L.A. mansion. I'm living over here with my sister, and she's taking care of me at what you call it. I'm only getting Social Security now. And turn around and I hear, ooh, man, I hear them got my sample from 1985. Oh, I got my publishing. Oh,
yep.
Wait a minute. Let me call a lawyer down here in L.A., one of the best lawyers, because I'm going to sue in California. I'm guaranteed to win. If I sue anywhere else, I won't. But California got a strict law with sampling and copyright, and they all sue in California, and then they win. But like Freeway Rick Ross said, if he would have sued Rick Ross in California, he would have won. But he filed it in goddamn Florida instead of California. So he lost his case because he didn't file it in California for copyright infringement, name and likeness.
Yeah, because that nigga, Rick Ross in Florida ain't even named Rick Ross. That nigga was a federal what?
He's a federal intake. When you come in on the federal intake, they sit up there and process you, fingerprint you, and do all that. But, see, that's why this music business, I teach it to people because the people that just think, I'm going to jump on YouTube and I got this beat that's hot and I'm going to flow to it and I'm going to put it out on CD Baby and DistroKid, let me tell you, I just shared with y'all, the man thought he was going to take the elevator. He got 1.3 million streams and only made 9 cents from DistroKid because all these people out here paying this $200-$300 for these streaming farms to think they done did something because they get these bullshit-ass numbers on this goddamn Spotify. At the end of the day, they got artificial intelligence that says, no, you only had 27 people actually stream your stuff. The rest came from a stream farm. I just posted that yesterday. Look on my post. Just posted it. You can't beat the system
now. Check this out, bro. I love you and I love that because those are the things that I be trying to tell people, bro. And I don't know if they don't think that a motherfucker is... We see all of that. We've done all of that. You know, that's the whole thing. Once you've been in the business for a while, you fuck around and you start seeing how shit goes. And you be like trying to tell people and they be like,
they used to tell me, I don't know what I'm talking about when I got a YouTube beat. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about, man. I'm going to put my whole album out there. You go ahead and put your whole album out. When they sue you for $300,000 and you ain't got 30 cents to your name, your ass ain't going to be able to motherfucking mop a floor of Burger King to pay.
Hey, look, check this out. This is the word from the wise. Don't use YouTube beats at all. I would rather deal with, I would rather deal with somebody making my beats than
deal with somebody
who I don't know over here on the other side of the country. Somebody I can't go and knock their fucking door down. That's the whole thing about me. When it comes down to shit, I wouldn't want to do nothing. I can't knock on these niggas' door. You know what I'm saying? I want to do, because, nigga, shit, if I want to go and get rowdy, I'm going to get rowdy. So you, motherfuckers go on YouTube and get these beats and they start rapping. And then as soon as you blow up, hear them motherfuckers come talking about, that's my beat.
Well, here's a case in point. Let's say you went on YouTube and got a YouTube beat. Let's say you went and bought a leased beat. Not bought, but you leased the beat. Okay, Jay-Z and Beyonce, they go get that same beat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they put it out. Do you think you going to play on the radio and Jay-Z and Beyonce is rapping and singing on that same beat?
Right, right, exactly.
They get your stuff. Look, here's a case in point for y'all. I don't want to take all day. Clive, the producer sent a beat to Trick Daddy. The man hit
mm-hmm.
that damn slip and slide. Plies had just got signed. He heard him playing it on the deal. Said, hey, man, let me get that beat right to it. Plies went and wrote to it. Trick Daddy come home and got them. He got the beat, wrote the song. Trick Daddy did the song with Jaheim. Plies had did the song with Clarence P. God dang it. Plies come out. Then Trick Daddy song come out. The Shell Plies song. Then they turn back around. Akon had sent a beat down the same way. And got dang it. I see you whining and grinding up on that pole. So Plies put that song out. And then guess what? Akon and Snoop Dogg put it out in Shell Plies album again. The same damn beat. You think they're going to play it? Remember back in the day, Snap did that. I got the power.
Yeah, I got it.
TNT Music Factory. They shelled that. So all your stuff going to get shelled when you get this goddamn elite beat and then somebody famous, Drake, Lil Wayne, got that same beat. Your shit ain't playing no more. It ain't going to play no radio. And you're going to be bad because you done paid scratch to record and mix and master your shit and you can't play it but in the goddamn backyard party.
Original beat is the realest shit. So, you know, like once again, you heard what the man said. All y'all people who own the damn radio show, y'all don't motherfucking have to. Y'all go and get some YouTube beats or wherever you get it from somebody you never shook hands with or look eye to eye with. This is what better fucking happen. You're going to get fucked in the end. That's all it is.
If you got all the paperwork in order, if you got the money to pay for a sample.
Oh, man. Come on, man. Let's record this. What's that? Oh, it's a beat I got off of YouTube.
Now, Truly and Sweet Pete, y'all see what I sent you about that, that sample clearance?
Send me the beat, and I'll make something similar to it. To where the motherfuckers, you will know that I did it versus doing something that somebody else did that you never known or looked in the face or anything. Because they going to take advantage of the whole fucking situation.
Sweet Pete, are y'all there?
You fuck around and go platinum. What the fuck you see this cat on YouTube?
Okay, did y'all see what I sent you? Y'all see what I sent y'all?
The cat on YouTube is getting ready to come out the woodwork like.
The sample was Ride That Train. Come on, ride that train. Come on and ride it. That choo-choo. And they just sampled that little bit. But it cost her $45.
Yeah, well, I don't know, man. It's
for
just,
100 downloads. You see what it says? Units, 100 downloads.
People,
and she got to pay $45.
There's nothing
plus
that we could do to make people realize it ain't nothing better than, you know, something that's original.
Yeah, so she got to pay 12 cents
per day. You know, my boy 9
vote. 1 cent, so 13 cents.
Got a game of 13
cents per download.
He come up here and pay me and record him.
Why don't y'all quit talking over each other?
Now the motherfucking producer on
y'all
you.
Y'all got two conversations going on, and ain't nobody listening to shit.
I got to get my shit. What's going on? I told him, I said, stop fucking with them YouTube motherfuckers. Stop fucking with them SoundCloud and all them motherfuckers like that. Deal with people that you know. Damn, I make beats. Damn. If it's a certain kind of beat you want, I'll make it for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to change the goddamn game to where all of the goddamn tracks that I hear don't sound like everything else. That's my
whole thing. Yeah.
I ain't trying to do what everybody else is
doing.
Hello?
Am I saying something?
I'm here.
Can anybody hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Because undoubtedly we have some hearing problems on this station. Everybody can't talk at one time. That's what makes it confusing. You're the first time to get them saying what they're saying. And then come in. You know what I'm saying? It makes it better if people can get better information. But when you're trying to scream and yell and talk over each other, the show sounds like shit.
Yes,
who
sir.
Who the fuck you think gonna invest in shit?
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't think about as much of this shit as I can take. Y'all got
yes,
good information. Y'all passing out good information. Do it mindfully. That's all I ask.
Well, sir.
I ain't
hell, you running the joint? I got you.
Yeah. So,
well, sir.
Be mindful of each other, man.
Well, sir.
We got 10 minutes left on the show, so, you know, I definitely want everybody to get their promotional schemes out. Let them know what you got going on. You know what I'm saying? Let's make sure you do this within 10 minutes because I know everybody got, you know, they things they doing right now. So try to get that in, man, before the show is up with. Now, y'all can refer back to the regular program and do like y'all do it. Just be mindful. Thank you.
Well,
that's all I got to say.
You know I love you, Ev. Do your thing, bro. Go on and handle the damn thing.
I love all y'all. I love all y'all. I want to see all y'all make it.
I'm finna send him a woman down tonight. He got some prison built up.
Hey, yeah, just chocolate to a toe. You gonna be like, who is it? You gonna be like, oh, this is chocolate.
See, you ain't got no vanilla with you. You better go back to my life.
That was that Carly girl was at. She wasn't he kidnapped. Goddamn, she did hell of out for the weekend. She ain't fooling nobody. I ain't gonna tell nobody.
You walk on, though.
You kidnapping motherfuckers now, bro.
You see that bitch walk on, though.
Now she walked to the next door neighbor's yard and then ran home.
Well,
let's think of that. Kidnapping, bro.
You can't get no ride over here. No way.
One person
bit my wheel.
Hey,
her boyfriend so dumb. He said she had to fight off her attack. I said, hey, these bastards on here for that little 17-year-old that knocked her out at the Red Inn. Red Roof Inn. That's where them scratches come from.
Look at that like a bear. Like, bitch, you ain't going nowhere.
She might have been with you.
Y'all motherfuckers crazy as hell.
It's all good, man.
Well,
I'm
about to get my phone
is
about
man.
To die. I'm about to y'all go on and do what y'all gotta do. Say what y'all gotta say.
Well, you make sure
we got like 7 minutes. I don't think my phone gonna last. That motherfucker been beeping for like 10 minutes. So y'all do y'all
we definitely
want
everyone
get over here and put my noise back on. And I'll holler at y'all later.
You
fucking West for ya. Ha ha!
Already? And that's the business. Can you scratch just sit down on us so it's us little.
Okay.
Really and truly, I want all y'all to, you know, put your promotional schemes out there, man. Let them know what you got going on. Who you are and everything, you know, because we do appreciate your support right here on True and everything that you do. We try to support you in it. So we want to get the people to support you as well. As y'all all know, we have listeners from around the globe that could call in or try to hit us up at any time. So, you know what I'm saying? Let them know you're still in the loop. That's all I ask. We got 6 minutes, Doug Fresh. Now you on.
Okay, this is Mr. Everywhere coming to you live and direct on True West Radio. And if you're in the Houston area, get down there to Sweet Pea and get you some of them good fried green tomatoes she's growing over there. Also, if you're in the Monroe, Louisiana, goddamn, a.k.a. Gun Rose, stop in and get some of Trulia Monroe's hot wings. They hotter than hot, just like her album dropping. If you're down in the Crockett area, David Crockett Ford, y'all can stop doing Hair Love. He got some neck bones in the pot. Not too much season, so they're good for diabetics and everybody up with high blood pressure. So, no, but on the real note, this is Mr. Everywhere. You can find me, Phillips Patrick 41 on Gmail. You can find me, Patrick Phillips on Facebook. If you need any help with music advice, website, and music promotion to college radio, you can hit me up, Phillips Patrick 41 at Gmail or 870-617-3335.
They wouldn't put his phone number on
there. That could have said you got a cousin that ain't got a husband but got a boyfriend. She can call.
It's Trulia Monroe. You can hit me up at TruliaMonroe.com. All my handles going to be on there. TRULIMONROE.com. That's it.
Sweet Face.
I know she ain't got quiet. Well,
Hair Love. Well, this is DJ Hair Love. Just the host of the show. Check me out here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday night. Getting ready to start a new show on Saturdays, The Quiet Storm. So we're going to see how that's going to go coming soon. So make sure you stay tuned to your True West Radio. If you'd like to submit music to the radio station, send it to kingscratch@gmail.com or heavylove22@gmail.com, and we'll definitely get you on. Send us contact information. We'll get you scheduled for an interview and see if we can do anything to help you on your journey to becoming the great star that you are. We have some callers on the line that we like to acknowledge and give them a chance as well. We have a caller from the 870-359. You're live on True West Radio. State your name and your business, man. Put it out there. Silence, give consent. As the pastor say, we shall move on and see if we can get Sweet Pea in the building once again. To go
and
give
Buddha her. Be 5'9".
It could be. Because he called in and hung back up.
It's just me, you, and Mr. Everywhere.
Yeah, but, yeah, I just like to give all that information because, like I say, once I got into the game and they sampled my stuff, then I started learning the business side of it because I felt just like how the artists feel these days. And like, oh, my hard work, and then they just jumped in and got my stuff and didn't give me no writer's credit or no credit whatsoever. So now it's just a game of you got to play it safe because you have a number one hit, and the next day you can't even perform it nowhere, not even on the radio.
It's true.
But, yeah, that's what I just shared with y'all. That's a good piece of information. That breaks down. She got to pay $45 every 100 downloads plus 13 cents per download. So every time somebody downloads for 99 cents, she reliable for paying 13 cents to the publisher on top of every 100 downloads.
Who you say that was?
That's a lady. It's a Southern Soul lady out of Alabama.
Oh.
Yeah, I had to review all her stuff and stuff before she tried to turn it into a record company. And I told her, well, she's going to have to do it. The record company is going to be responsible every 100 downloads. They're going to have to pay $45 or to whoever the publishing company can sit up there and sue you. Or they can go check all the downloads you did off the UPC and see how many you got. And then they're going to say, well, this is how much you still owe us. Every time you got a UPC number, you can track your downloads off your UPC number on your DistroKid or on your CD Baby. So that's how you keep up with your money on the download side. Now on the streaming side, you'll have to go into all the streaming platforms and look at that, and then go back in and check out your royalty statements on your publishing, and then you'll know, okay, these are real organic streaming, or I paid a streaming farm and all the goddamn PROs, ASCAP, and BMI done kicked it out because they want real streams, so they're not going to pay me for something that's not real. So that's what took place with that incident I shared with y'all the other day. So there's no shortcut. You can take the stairs, you can take the elevator. The elevator ain't going to get past the first floor. So in the music game, take the stairs and you'll get to the top in due time. Go ahead, have a love, sign off.
Already, already. Y'all make sure you tune in to the show Friday afternoon. It's Friday, yeah. Y'all know what we do. We play the best of hip-hop, R&B, neo, soul, gospel, anything. If it can be pushed to play, you just might hear, you know what I'm saying, right here on your True West Radio. Also, be on the lookout for that show Saturday and Sunday, the gospel show. We getting up out this thing, man. Y'all catch me. We love you and appreciate each and every one of you. I thank y'all for calling in and being a part of the show tonight. I salute you all, and have a nice weekend. See you Friday.